Well, good morning, everybody. Today we celebrate the first Sunday of Advent. It is the first day of the new liturgical year, the new church year. We're in year C now. There's an A, there's a B, and there's a C, and then we go back to A next year. So we just moved to C. Last year, up until this weekend, we've been hearing from the Gospel of Mark. Now, in year C, we listen to the Gospel of St. Luke, who was not one of the apostles, but he was an evangelist. And before he was an evangelist, he was a physician. And he also, of course, is the one who penned the Acts of the Apostles. So we will be looking forward to hearing from him in the course of this next year. Advent is a happy, beautiful time. And in Advent, the church has us to think about the three different Advents of Christ. The word Advent is a Latin word, and it translates to coming. So we're thinking about the Lord's coming. The first Advent is what we celebrate at Christmas, the first coming of Christ, born in Bethlehem in the manger 2,000 some years ago. That's the first kind of coming of Christ. The gospel today is speaking specifically about the second coming of Christ, which we don't know the day or the hour. And then there's also a third type of coming. Those are kind of like everyday sort of Advent of Christ, that the Lord, praise God, is coming to us every single day in beautiful ways and often ways that we hardly notice. But that's the Lord coming to us. And St. Luke tells us here that if we aren't careful, we'll miss all three of these types of Advent, these three different types of Christ's coming. He says, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life." In other words, when we are overcome by anxieties, when we are overcome by carousing and drunkenness and drowsiness, we miss the whole thing. We miss the whole thing. And that can be a tragedy, because our Lord comes that he might be loved and adored and shared with the whole world. We pray we won't miss it. And so in any event, we don't want to miss the point of Advent. Now here's a joke. And I tell you it's a joke because last night they didn't laugh. And I thought, what's the matter with you people? When I heard this joke for the first time, which was yesterday, I roared. Okay, so there's two guys, and they're in a moving truck. And they're not the brightest guys in the world, okay? And so they're driving on the highway. They've rented this U-Haul. And the U-Haul is 11 feet tall. It's a tall U-Haul, okay? They're driving along, and they see a sign, and it says, "Caution, ahead is an underpass." And the height is 10 feet. And so they pull over and they're like, because one of them says, I think this is 11 feet. That says it's 10 feet. So they pull over and they say, "Well, let's double check." So they get out the tape measure, you know, they do the thing. And the one guy says, "Well, what do you think we ought to do?" And the guy says, he looks around, "Well, I don't see any cops here. Let's try it." That was a little better. Last night, it's like, whoo, you know, and anyway, but they missed the point of the joke. The theme of the joke is we don't want to miss the point. And sometimes we often miss the point, you know. And so here's the thing about Advent. It's time of holiday parties and all these sorts of things. And I was just thinking that, what do you do when you throw a party, a Christmas party, for example? Three things you do. You clean your house, you decorate, and then you celebrate. What if we applied that principle to Advent in general? First of all, we clean our house. We clean in our soul. We look inside and we say, where, oh where, are there cobwebs and yucky things? Where do I need to clean in my house? you know, not too long ago, it was a few weeks ago, I went to this one family's house. They're new to St. Joe, and went in there. I said, "My gosh, this house is beautiful." And the kids said, "It doesn't normally look like this, Father." But isn't that true what we do when we invite company over? We got to clean the house and we got to look and say, okay, maybe there's some stuff. Maybe I used to be so close with God 5 years ago. And the things that I was doing that brought me so close to God 5 years ago now have dust on them. And because I haven't been doing them, well, take off the dust. You know, maybe we need to simplify. Maybe there's all this clutter inside and all this noise. And during Advent, what a great time of deeper silence. And to be like, okay, maybe I can take this thing out of my life for now, so that I don't get distracted like Jesus is talking about in our gospel. The big one that I want to challenge everybody in the whole parish, both St. Joe and St. Vincent, is everybody to go to confession this Advent. And you may say, "I don't want to go to you, Father." That's okay. You don't have to, although I'm very nice. But you could go. There's a whole list of penance services in the bulletin. You can make a pilgrimage to one of the other 18 parishes in our deanery that has confession. Greenwood isn't even in our deanery. They've got confession twice a day. Do some research. Some people say, "I don't go to confession very often because I'm not good at it." Well, I'm not good at things I only do every 5 years either. You know, like, we got to do it regularly, and then we get good at it, and then we fall in love with it. I go to confession at least every 2 weeks because I need it, and I love it. I feel so good. I feel like I'm shining again, and I feel like God has put me together again, and then I can, boom, and that's part of where I get my energy from. But, like, I think that the confession, especially during Advent, to do a little clean of house, cleaning house, that's the first thing we do. Then we decorate. We put up the Christmas lights and garland and all that, and all this stuff that brings light to the world and to the people in our life. And of course, I think about our good deeds, our giving tree, our the presents that people buy each other, cards, phone calls, texts, pies, cookies for your priest. All those sorts of things, you know, that it's just good to do during this season of, we decorate with these nice deeds and holy deeds too. Like, you might do an extra holy hour, or you might read a book about Advent or about Christmas. There's so much extra prayer time, and might I recommend doing it next to a Christmas tree early in the morning? Great prayer time. So we clean the house, then we decorate, and then, my friends, we celebrate. Having done all those things well, we are in a position to celebrate again in a brand new way, in a deeper way, in the best way we've ever done, the first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who was born in a humble stable for you and me, and who, as that child, holds out his arms to embrace us. And having cleaned our houses, having decorated, we are ready to hold him and to cherish him and to kiss him at Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.